Hi, boys and girls. Last week in our story, Marta was missing. Let's see what happens this week. Satu looked at Tama and was instantly worried. He was sure that Tama had done something. The big teacher asked Tama, "Have you seen Marta?" And Tama was trying to say something back, but he was so upset no one could understand what he was saying. After a while, Satu was able to make out what he was saying and told the big teacher that there was something to do with a snake charm, and he was sure that Tama had cursed Marta. The big teacher laughed and reassured Tama and everyone with them and said, "No, no, no, my God is bigger than that. He's bigger than any spirit you might believe in. My God is real and he will protect Marta. Let's pray." Then he knelt down on the ground, closed his eyes and held up his hands to the sky and prayed to his God. Then he got up and said, "Let's keep looking." The villagers and Tama all spread out and started looking, and it was actually Tama that found Marta. She was in the jungle picking flowers. As soon as she saw him, she got a big smile on her face and ran to him, and he picked her up and he was overjoyed and happy to have her back, but tried to keep that calmed down. He didn't want to give away his feelings too much. He brought her back and gave her to the big teacher, and the big teacher said, "You see, Tama, this little girl is protected by our God. No spirit can harm her. She's protected by God. You will see what God will do." About this time, Chief Meriden returned. In their boat, along with the men that had left with him, were three new men, two young men, and one older man that looked stern and cold. These must be the new teachers of Islam. Chief Meriden told all the people who they were and told them to get prepared. They were going to have a big feast. Everyone was super excited. They had not had a big feast in a while, and everyone sprang into action. That night, not as many people went to the big teacher's house, but nonetheless, the big teacher and his family were still singing praises to God. Each night, it seemed that fewer and fewer people came. One day, Satu went up to his hiding place and wondered about this. The volcano was more active than ever, and it seemed like there was now a divide in the village. It seemed like more and more people were wanting to hear the teachers from Islam, and fewer were going to the big teacher's house. What would happen? The villagers gathered together and helped build a house for the new teachers. It wasn't as nice and as neat as the big teacher's house. There was no singing from it. There was no little Marta to lighten up the place. The other thing that was strange was only the men were allowed to go to these meetings to worship. The women and children were not allowed to go. At the big teacher's house, everyone was welcome. This was very strange and different. It didn't seem as happy as what the big teacher was doing. Satu talked to Hans about this and asked what he thought. He said he thought the teachers of Islam must be happy now. Hans said he didn't think so, that while they may look happy, did he notice how sad and upset Tama must be? He reminded Satu how his father had said that it seemed like maybe God was calling Tama. That didn't make sense to Satu. Why, if God was calling him, why was he so upset? Why did he seem so troubled? And Hans said, if someone's calling you to do something that you know you should be doing, and you're not doing it, don't you feel kind of bad when you're wrestling against something? That made sense to Satu. Each day, the volcano grew more and more active, and the ground rumbled more and more. What was going to happen? Satu's father and the village leaders and the teachers of Islam decided that they needed to get a council together to decide what to do about the fire spirits of the volcano. Satu told Hans that this was going to happen and told him, "Don't worry, I'll let you know anything I find out. Come back next week, and we'll see what happens next."